Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
I don't know about you, but we love mystery stories. That's why The Upside Down Story is one of our favorite podcasts. It turns a tale flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy so that you need to listen to the clues to figure out who the mystery storyteller is. Search for The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, dear listeners. It's about that time for another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. As you know, I'm Snoop, the top-notch dog detective here in Pflugerville. With me is my best and only student, Sniffy, junior detective.
That's right. I'm Snoop's best student.
And only.
I'm still number one.
Very true. Well, Sniffy, we're back for another episode. Things sure have been quiet around here. My nemesis, Professor Mittens, and ex-partner Elaine the Stork have been laying low ever since the Barking Bandit of Bark Street incident, when they stole a bunch of Wheeler's gadgets. We haven't really had to deal with them lately. It's awfully quiet.
Almost too quiet. Except for that construction site, it's always loud there.
Mittens is playing a good game. She's laying low, which means she's planning something. We must be on high alert at all times.
I am alert. Professor Mittens won't get past me. My nose can smell out any cat for miles around. Oh, is that a cat? I missed that one.
That was just Skittles the cat doing her daily prowl around the top of the fences before going on her way.
Okay, well, no other cats or storks will get past me now. Sorry, I'm still shaken by the Skittles incident that just happened.
Oh, Sniffy. Hello, Freckles. Snoop here, ready for our assignment.
Have I got a strange one for you today. Philippe Pflugerville. Heard of him?
Philippe? What's that?
Philippe Pflugerville. Of course, he's the founder of this sleepy hamlet.
Correct. He established this town of Pflugerville many years ago and built it up into what it is today. That's why it's named after him.
Ooh, good for him. Do we get to meet him? Where is he?
Well, he founded the town 100 years ago, so no.
100 years ago? That's a really, really long time ago. He must be really old.
He's no longer with us, Sniffy.
Where did he go?
Freckles, what do you need to tell us about Philippe Pflugerville?
In honor of the town's centennial celebration, they have decided to place a statue of Philippe in the park.
What a nice way to honor Pflugerville's history.
This statue seems to have ulterior motives.
What do you mean?
The statue was installed yesterday in the park plaza, and already it has given orders to various animals around town.
What do you mean it has given orders?
Exactly that. The statue speaks.
A talking statue? How cool.
Statues don't speak, though.
This one does. It told Fred the Squirrel to chew some bubblegum and then place the gum on the park benches. And then it told Donna the Raccoon to search through all the trash cans for a gold coin. She caused quite a mess. Lorraine had to be restrained from going off.
I don't like the sound of this. A talking statue telling the animals of the park to cause mischief and mayhem? Indeed.
Yes, so I need you and Sniffy to investigate this talking statue and find out what's really going on here. Report your findings ASAP. We don't want any more shenanigans going down thanks to this statue.
You can count on us to solve every single time.
I wonder what Philippe Pflugerville looks like.
Well, let's go find out. To the statue!
I'm not gonna lie, Snoop. If the statue tells me to do something, I'm gonna do it. I wanna see what happens.
Sniffy, no. please do not take random orders from a mysterious talking statue. That's a terrible idea.
Oh, all right.
Looks like our pals, Bean the Pomeranian and Wiggles the Corgi, are having an argument of some sort.
When are they not?
True indeed, dear Sniffy.
You can't blame me. It's not my fault.
What do you mean it's not your fault? You're the one who peed on my doghouse.
That's only because Philippe told me to.
Who's Philippe?
Plus, you stole my poncho, dug a hole, and attempted to bury it in the mud.
Yeah, but that's not on me. I was given instructions.
Oh, yeah? By who?
Bean, Wiggles, what seems to be the issue?
Yeah, what are you two arguing about now?
Wiggles peed on my poncho.
Settle down. Let's start with Bean. Why did you pee on Wiggles' doghouse?
My friend told me to.
What friend?
His name is Philippe, okay? He's a pretty big deal.
Hey, that name sounds familiar. Is he a statue?
Yes, the statue of the founder of Pflugerville, Philippe Pflugerville.
Oh, that talking statue? That's who told me to take your poncho. I didn't realize his name was Philippe.
Duh. So uncultured, Wiggles.
Why did you both take orders from a talking statue without any thought or suspicion?
He was pretty convincing. Or maybe I'm just gullible?
I did it because, well, because Philippe knew me and called out to me. He knows I'm high society.
So, neither of you meant to cause harm to the other. You both just blindly listened to a talking statue.
Looks like it. Sorry for peeing on your doghouse, Wiggles. I'll wash it off.
And I'm sorry for taking your poncho and attempting to bury it. Here it is back.
Looks like this talking statue is up to no good. Causing disagreements between friends. It's time we take a look at what we're up against. Come on, Sniffy! Sniffy!
Oh, while we were conversing, Sniffy started sniffing and trailed off that away.
Towards Philippe.
Oh, Sniffy. Thank you. Now, stop listening to talking statues, you two.
We'll try.
And here I am, at the statue. But no Sniffy. Well, Philippe Pflugerville, you've met your match. Try talking to me. I dare you.
Good morrow. I am Philippe Pflugerville, founder of this town. I am ancient and storied, and I have just the task for you, fine dog.
So, where's Sniffy? What have you done with him?
I do not know of whom you speak. I am but a statue that talks, and I have a task for you. It shall bring you great fortune and fame.
Oh, yes. What's the task? The mouth isn't moving. Where is this voice coming from?
In darkness deep below the city streets, find some treasure and the answers for which you seek.
You're sending me to the sewer, are you? And what's this? Peanut butter. Ha ha! I should have known. Someone put peanut butter at the foot of this statue, knowing it would attract Super Snout Sniffy. It's one of his many favourite foods. Then, when he got here, this Philippe must have sent him on a task to the sewer.
All of that is wrong. Now take heed of my task, and happiness you shall find.
Righto, dear founder. I shall take heed and follow the message you have given me. To the sewers I go.
Yes, yes.
This talking statue thinks he has won over on me. But I am Snoop, the top-notch dog detective here in Pflugerville, and I can't be fooled. Someone is behind this talking statue, and I'm going to discover who. But first, to the sewers, where I must find our dear sweet Sniffy. Let's take a quick break while I gather my bearings. See you soon.
Uh-huh.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, friends. A talking statue of the founder of Pflugerville seems to be having a laugh by sending the animals of Pflugerville on pointless and mischievous tasks. The statue may have ensnared Sniffy, but my will is as strong as my might. I will discover who is behind it and find Sniffy. In the meantime, I've just arrived at the sewer's edge. It certainly does smell down here. I don't know how Sniffy is handling it. Guess there's nothing left to do but enter. How atrocious is it down here? Yuck!
Snoop, is that you?
Sniffy, I found you. Well, that was easier than I expected.
Snoop, I'm in a bit of a pickle, and by pickle, I mean trap.
Ah, yes. It appears you are indeed in a trap. A cage made of pipes and wires. How did this happen?
Well, that talking statue, don't be mad.
I already know that he gave you a task to come down here, and you listened. What did I tell you?
I know, I'm sorry, but it seemed so fun and cool. A talking statue in the sewer. I've never been down here before. It's the smelliest.
I know, it's disgusting.
I don't mind it. But then when I came around this corner, these pipes and wires fell atop me, and then I was trapped. So glad you came down here and found me.
No!
Oh no, it happened to you too, Snoop. You're trapped just like me, but in your own personal pipe cage.
Yes, I can see that.
And so can I.
Elaine the Stork. I should have known. Where is she? Where's Professor Mittens?
And why would I tell you that?
Doesn't our past partnership mean anything to you?
Yeah, Snoop's the best partner a junior detective can ask for.
Sorry again for luring you down here into this sewer and getting you trapped, Snoop.
Does our former partnership mean anything to me? Let me think on it. No. You always took the credit. Took the glory, but not anymore.
Yes. Now Professor Mittens gets it.
What? She does not. We share it equally.
Whatever you say. So, how do you do it? How do you transform the statue of Philippe Pflugerville into your own talking dictator?
Oh, how I wish I could enlighten you. It's really quite good, but I'm not gonna. Now that you two meddling dog detectives are trapped down here, Professor Mittens and I will have free reign over all of Pflugerville. And with everyone stupidly following the orders of a talking statue, soon all of Bark Street will be full of chaos and mayhem. Especially for what's coming up very soon. Oops! I've said too much. Thanks again, ex-BFF. Bye!
I knew Professor Mittens and Elena Stork were behind that statue. There's just no way a statue can suddenly start talking. There must be some device, or... very interesting indeed.
What's interesting?
We need to get out of these pipe cages and get up to the plaza before any more havoc is caused.
Psst. Hey, need help escaping from a cage made of pipes and wires?
Snoop, did you just hear something?
Yes, it was that rat right above you. Hello, rat. Can you help us escape from these cages made of pipes and wires?
Name's Roxy, and yep, I live down here in the sewers. I can chew through those wires in no time.
A wire-chewing rat? What are the chances?
It's gonna cost you, though.
Oh, I thought she was going to do it out of the kindness of her tiny little rat heart.
Sewer rats gotta eat.
What's your price, Roxy?
Let's see. Any cheese you come into contact with in the next 6 weeks, you gotta bring to me here in the sewer.
6 weeks of cheese? Snoop, we can't. I can't give up my cheese.
Sniffy, I think that's a perfectly fair trade.
What? No, not the cheese.
Let this be a lesson to you, Sniffy. Don't listen to orders from a talking statue again.
I'll never listen to a talking statue again, I promise.
Roxy, you have a deal.
Gouda!
Oh, not the Gouda. I love the Gouda. This is so sad.
Now let me get to work.
Whoa, she works fast.
Yay, we're free!
Thank you, Roxy. We must return to the surface now to deal with my nemesis. But once that is dealt with, we will bring you all the cheese we come across in the next 6 weeks.
Oh, enjoy the cheese, Roxy. Enjoy the cheese.
Finally, I can breathe again. That sewer air is pungent.
I loved it. Well, I didn't love getting trapped in that cage and then giving up cheese to be freed, but it sure smelled good.
Yes, here we are, back at the statue.
No signs of Professor Mittens or Elaine the Stork.
No, but there must be something here controlling the statue. Look around.
Sniffing mode activate.
Good morrow. I am Philippe Pflugerville, founder of this town. I am ancient and storied, and I have just the task for you. You two again? How did you... I mean...
Give it up, Mittens. We know you're behind this.
I do not know any Mittens. I am a statue, silly.
Snoop, here, look.
Why, that's one of Wheeler's gadgets. His speaker microphone. So, that's how she's been making it seem like the statue was talking. I noticed the mouth wasn't moving. The game is up, Mittens. We found the gadget. Where are you watching us from? There. There goes Elaine carrying Professor Mittens. They're getting away.
You may have bested me now, Snoop. But something bigger and much worse is coming. Good luck. Fly, Elaine, fly.
Something much worse? Oh, no.
Don't worry, Sniffy. We'll be here to handle it. Let's tell Freckles the news.
Freckles, Freckles speaking.
Good day, Freckles. We've discovered that Professor Mittens and Elena Stork were behind the talking statue. They were using one of Wheeler's gadgets.
We should have known the gadgets they stole from Wheeler would come into play.
And Freckles, I have bad news.
What is it, Sniffy?
They said the worst is yet to come, and they don't even know we agreed to give up cheese for 6 weeks to a sewer rat.
Cheese? Sewer rat? Look, Sniffy, I don't have time for this, but I do have to tell you something. The construction site building is finally done. It's a pet store.
Oh, yay, a pet store.
They are finally opening tomorrow, and Bark Street is throwing an entire street fair to celebrate. That along with the centennial. If Professor Mittens and Elaine the Stork are going to sabotage anything, it's going to be that.
You're right, Freckles. The game is very much afoot and the pieces are falling into place. Tomorrow will be checkmate for Professor Mittens. That's right. I hung up on her this time. Ha! The stakes have never been higher. Tomorrow, the former construction site will become the Pflugerville Pet Store as they have their grand opening. Professor Mittens will want to sabotage this event, as all of Bark Street will be out and about for this centennial street fair. Maximum chances of chaos and havoc. But have no fear, Sniffy and I will make sure to stop Professor Mittens in her cat tracks. Join us next time for the season finale of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. What a season it's been! And if you enjoyed this episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, time to gather the cheese, lick our wounds, and prepare for the final season battle. Woof woof!
Go Kid Go!
Food is an important part of our lives. Not only do we need it to be strong and healthy, but it can be a way we connect with others, like when you're sitting around the dinner table with friends or family. So what happens when someone commits a food crime? Food crimes are things like sneaking Halloween candy before school with a sibling, or making dessert that only you like, even when the whole family was looking forward to dessert. There are two sides to every story, so when a food crime is committed, we simply have to hear the whole truth. And in the show Food Crimes, you can listen as real kids bring their real stories to the food court. They explain the crime in question and make their case to the judge. So if you'd like to see if justice is served, be sure to listen to Food Crimes wherever you listen to podcasts.